Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The category is the 10 states with the best pizza and the 10 greatest Jimi Hendrix songs of all time. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
I have one from today's random question. Question about the most you ever drank at one time. Guys, I have absolutely no idea how much I drank. However, I was told that I passed out on the couch. People sat on me for some time until I got up, stumbled back into some bedroom where a dude at the party proceeded to super glue a male toy to my forehead. I vaguely remember catching sight of it in the bathroom mirror and ripping it off. Filled with shame, I stumbled outside and crawled through a cracked window into an old vehicle that was in their driveway. Next morning, I woke to find strange stuff stuck in my hair and a deep purple bruise on the center of my forehead, and started to ask around to get the story of my night. Thank you, guys. That from Dan.
Sounds about right.
As we move on to the birthdays, here's a big one. Hola, guys. I want to wish my son, Ronan, a happy birthday. We listen to your show every day, and he loves to clap along with the birthday song. How about a fish sandwich medley, an uh-oh lookout, and Coach Ted talking about going to Great Wolf Lodge. Thanks, guys. That from Mom and Dad.
A fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Oh, we're a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Uh-oh, look
out. You don't want a fish sandwich?
Great Wolf Lodge. Swimming. Slides. Water pools. Beers for adults. I gotta be honest with you, I don't know a lot about it. Coach doesn't go to the Great Wolf. Because he doesn't have a kid. I've been warned. I tried once. They asked me to leave.
Probably get ice cream there, too.
I told him, I said, look, I'm here scouting second graders.
Right, exactly. Little League Baseball coach.
Yeah.
You know? That's
an important factor.
They don't start, right. If you don't see how they maneuver around a water slide second grade, Miles, how they expect to make a varsity squad?
You can tell they're upside early. All the guys say it's my boyfriend Drew Belcher's Dirty 30 birthday, and I know he would be ecstatic for a birthday shout-out from you guys. He listens to you every day. He is a cook and has been working in restaurants for 14 years as of today. If you could, please do the Suck It Up Cupcake, some turtles having sex, and the Dirty Germans. That would truly make his day. Thanks so much, guys. That from Alexis.
So, Suck It Up Cupcake!
Yeah, first good on you for being with a woman with a stripper's name. But also, the last name Belcher. It'd be very fitting because when we are done tonight, you'll be belching up quite a bit.
Yeah, I just find it exciting that he's been a cook for how long? 14 years.
14, yeah.
So I did not even realize a burger restaurant like that could be open that long. It's a Belcher's.
Yeah, he's been cooking the exact same meals the entire time.
Yeah, I thought it was just Bob in that kitchen.
Hey, guys, can you please tell our amazing son, Levi, a happy 32nd birthday. Thanks for being the practice kid for your sister and brother. Love Mom and Dad. He listens to you guys all the time, and it will totally make his day. And Levi even emailed it himself and said he wanted some dating advice for Coach from Coach Ted about being 32 years old.
Well, 32 is not a bad age. You got the advantage now of dating apps. When Coach was 32, there were some online places, and we would visit them. But now it's simple. It's right there in your phone. My advice, expand the area. Put a little gas in that tank.
You're saying the 25-mile radius is not enough.
Sometimes it's 50, not miles.
What do you go, 1,500?
Yeah. You just got to open it up, put it on the weekend.
Figure out what
the west of the Mississippi.
What would the Uber cost of this be?
Yeah, basically.
Is Tacoma cheap? All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Robin. Let's get a contestant online for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. We'll take a caller that doesn't suck and wants to play the game right now. 206-421-ROCK. Now for some extra emails. Ola, listening, guys, to BJ and Migs this morning, and Steve mentioned that he had a tattoo to remind him of his old dog, Lucy. Mm-hmm. I think we need Miles to get a tattoo of Sunshine. Doesn't need to be very intricate. Just some flames will do. Stay beautiful. That from Cam, the Wings fan. You don't have any tattoos from any of your previous animals, do you? Anything that like dogs?
Cats? No, I got a box full of ashes in my closet.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah, good
times. I'm done there.
What if you get those tattooed in?
With ashes?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm just weird and still regret it.
Yeah. Ridiculous customer.
I don't know if that's healthier than me to do that.
Ridiculous customer experience. Ola, guys, thank you for always making me laugh every time I listen. I relocated down to Dallas for work and still listen to you guys on the podcast on the Odyssey app. Recently, you guys were talking about ridiculous customer experiences, and instantly I remembered one that happened to me. When I was younger, I worked at a cell phone store helping people buy and upgrade their phones. One day, I was helping this woman who was buying a new phone, and she wanted to have her contacts and pictures put on the new phone. Well, this was before the days of the cloud, so we had to use a machine that would connect to both phones and then transfer everything over. Well, the contacts, they transferred just fine, but the pictures, for some reason, did not want to transfer. She was adamant about having them on her new phone. So I let her know that if she wants them on the new phone, we would have to transfer them one at a time through Bluetooth. Of course, she tells me to do this, and I proceed to start sending pictures one by one. At first, there was a family photos and pictures of places I assumed she'd traveled, and then things took a turn for the worst.
Uh-oh.
I now was faced with naked pictures of her, with close-ups of her lady bits. And if those weren't bad enough, there were pictures of her husband with a bunch of D-pics.
Mm.
I had to continue to transfer these photos one at a time while the woman watching my reaction to each and every one was sitting there and smiling. Normally, any young guy would be thrilled to come across some naked photos, but she looked like one of the women that worked at the DMV, braces and all. It was on that day I learned there are things in life you cannot unsee. Thanks, guys, and much love. That from Matt.
It is amazing. There's no DMV thumbnail when you, know.
No, no.
Ladies of the DMV putting out their new calendar.
Real worker. Real DMV.
Keeping it in the family is a subject. About the weird family dynamic you might have. So about 15 years ago, my grandfather's cousin died. He attended the funeral with my grandmother. While there, he met the widow, and they hit it off. 3 months later, he left my grandmother after 35 years of marriage and moved in with his cousin's widow.
Damn.
Yeah, we didn't talk too much about that. That from the High Plains Drifter. Family dynamic. Olamacholas, my mom and dad got divorced in 1976 when I was 5 years old. We lived in Iowa at the time. They had me and my sister, who was 3 years older than me. My mom got full custody and met my future stepdad, who lived in Nebraska and was also divorced with two kids, a boy and a girl, 3 years apart and the same age as us. Me, my sister, my mom, and him moved to Washington in 1978, Yakima, before the crazy Walmart days. Well, my mom died in 1989. We lost contact with our stepdad. Fast forward to 2014. My sister's daughter met a guy online from Nebraska and moved to a small town there to be with him. She got a job at Little Caesars, and her supervisor ended up being my ex-stepdad's daughter from his first marriage.
Jesus.
They ended up being good friends and still work together. Rock on, bitches. I'm from Scott in Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
Who listens on the Odyssey app? A couple more. Bluetooth or crazy? Bitches, along the lines of rock or rock star or convenience store type guy?
Yeah, well, it's a little game we play. We're driving by the 7-Eleven downtown, and there was a guy walking up the street, and we could not tell if he was homeless or if he was super hipster. We're not even kidding.
Yeah.
We're like, hipster or, homeless or rock star?
When my ex and I used to visit Seattle, we played Bluetooth or crazy. when we saw someone walking down the street apparently talking to themselves. Bluetooth headsets aren't as popular since earbuds came out, so there was a lot of crazy. By the way, that's from the crazy goat lady.
Oh, man, if the goat lady thinks you're crazy, you crazy.
Yeah, if someone goes chooses to go by goat lady, right, you got problems.
And here's a crazy one on your medical condition.
How crazy.
Guys, catching up on the podcast, pretty crazy. And listening on the Odyssey app, I'm listening to one about what my medical condition is. In 2016, I was on vacation in Alaska and was walking by a bluff that gave way. And I fell 100 feet and broke my back. 9 ribs, sternum, punctured both lungs, fractured my neck. Also got 7 staples in my head. Since I punctured both lungs, I'd have chest tubes for a couple of weeks. I'm now paralyzed from the chest down and have no control over my bowel or bladder. Due to this, I have to use catheters multiple times a day to empty said bladder. Below are some of the pictures from me in the hospital. That from Crippled D.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Wow.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant there, and you pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Well, he says his name is Justin, so we'll call him that. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, Jen?
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Here are your categories. Food and Wine Magazine, Justin, they just put out a list where they ranked the 10 best pizza states in the United States. In other words, they looked at all the different styles, the toppings, people's passion for pizza,
sure,
how long pizza had been made in the area, if it was unique to that area or not. So what we have for you is the 10 best states for pizza. And then what we have for you is the 10 greatest Jimi Hendrix songs of all time. The Sounders FC played last night in their experienced Jimi Hendrix kits.
Which look really cool.
They are very cool. They won handily. So we're honoring a little Jimmy here today. So do you want to go Jimmy, Justin, or do you want to go Pete?
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Offering a little Jimmy.
He needed a pick-me-up after the weekend.
Right. Oh, man. We got to go pizza. Let's do pizza.
All right. Pizza. Yes. Okay. Pizza it is. So, Justin, basically, these are the 10 best pizza states in the United States, according to Food and Wine Magazine. And keep in mind, across the United States, very different pizzas in very different parts of the country, although those pizzas are incredibly popular in those areas. So don't forget that when you're making your guesses. All right, Justin, where do you want to start?
All right, let's do New York.
New York is number 3.
Ooh, number 3.
Number 3.
All right. I had them on my draft board at number 1.
Number 3 on the list.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like New York and Illinois go on there just because of deep dish in New York style.
I got Illinois as my number 2.
Yeah, Chicago, Illinois. Let's do Illinois. Yeah.
Illinois it is. Illinois is number 4. Number 4.
All right, this is just my suggestion. Massachusetts, because they're very fond of the pizza. Pennsylvania, because of, well, Philly, I mean, they all have a very definitive style. Possibly Michigan, just because of Detroit.
I would also say Connecticut, because a lot of people say that's like the home of the pizza in the United States.
Let's do Michigan.
Let's do Michigan. That comes in at number 5.
All right, all right.
Very good.
Okay.
You've got.
I like your suggestion, Ted. Let's do Connecticut.
Number 2.
Ooh.
All right, Justin, you're coming on strong here, man. So far, you've got Connecticut, New York, Illinois, and Michigan. So you've gotten 4 out of the 10 so far. No strikes against you.
Okay. Oh, man. How about, all right, we'll do we'll do Pennsylvania. Let's try that one.
Number 7. Pennsylvania, not only does Philly have good pizza, but Pittsburgh has its own unique style as well.
I mean, if Pennsylvania's on there, Jersey's got to be on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do New Jersey. Good call.
Number 1.
Oh, they're number 1.
New Jersey, according to Food and Wine Magazine, has the best pizza in the country, as far as the state is
concerned. Hey, what we do, pie!
I've only been to Jersey a couple times, but one time on the Jersey Shore, I went to the wrong place.
Well, it was bad, or people told you made a mistake?
It just was like, we were like, Jersey Shore, we can't miss. And we kind of missed.
You missed.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Swung a baseball bat at a beach ball and missed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of, like West Coast, maybe Oregon?
I would think California. Would be, just because it's so big and you have people from all over the country there.
And there's a place called California Pizza Kitchen. This seems like if you're going to put your name up there as a sales pitch, it must be something, right?
Yeah. I'm not feeling that, but let's give it a shot. California.
Number 6. California is the originator of, they say, what is the foo-foo pizza.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm right there with you, Justin. It's probably not pizza I want to eat, but
It's California. I'm still sticking with Massachusetts. No guarantees on that. I just feel like it'd be on the list.
Okay, okay. Let's give it a shot. Massachusetts.
Number 8. Justin, you're kicking ass.
All right.
You've gotten a hell of a lot right here. I think there's only 2 states remain. You're 8 out of 10.
Oh,
there's
boy.
No strikes against you. There are 2 states that remain in the top 10 pizza states in the United States, according to Food & Wine magazine. So far, you've gotten number 1, New Jersey, correct. Number 2, Connecticut. Number 3, New York. Number 4 is Illinois with the Chicago deep dish. Number 5 is Michigan with the Detroit deep dish style pizza. 6 is California. Pennsylvania is number 7. Massachusetts is number 8.
Maybe Missouri because it's St. Louis?
Maybe. Some people are suggesting
Ohio.
All right, well, a couple people are suggesting Ohio.
Yeah, I was thinking that one. Let's try that, Ohio.
Number 9.
Oh, damn. All right, Ohio. It's one thing I won't make fun of you for.
I don't know that I've ever had pizza in Ohio, but if it's on the list, it's got to be pretty good. In that area in general,
right.
You can't go wrong with pizza.
I would believe if Ohio's pizza is good, then it's good. So we got, what, one left?
And what's the spot left? Is it number...
It's number 10
number
on the
10.
List. Yes, it's number 10. You've got all the top 9.
Ohio for pizza, whatever. If it's the Midwest, I trust people
right.
making
pizza's
that kind
gonna
of
be
food.
Good. Yeah. Sure.
I might get some strikes here. Let's do Missouri, or Missouri, however you say it.
You sure? You want to go Missouri?
Yeah, let's try it.
Number 10. That's it. You won. Very good. Missouri, by the way, famous for 2 different types of pizza. There is a Kansas City-style pizza,
right.
And there's also a St. Louis-style of pizza that's very popular.
What is the,
well.
By the way,
Kansas
Justin,
City
real
style.
Quick, I think you might be only the 3rd person to ever get all 10 in with no strikes. You might be number 1.
He might be the first one that did it without strikes. That's
Justin,
a perfect game right there.
Congratulate you. Throw a no-hitter, bro.
I'm looking at all the different varieties of the pizzas they cook in Missouri, and they have a bunch of different stuff on here, and it all is just making me hungry.
But what is the significant difference?
I think St. Louis is like a square one.
All right.
Right, like smaller pieces.
I think you're right the way they cut it.
Yeah. But I never heard of like a Kansas. Look, if you said Kansas City's famous for pizza, I assume there's some type of barbecued meat on it.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, all the different kinds of pizza there looks pretty good.
Yes, it does.
That was amazing.
But again, the Midwest, like if you need pizza or a casserole or something like something with tater tots, like trust the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Send a couple of your drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, good news, boys. Chocolate Dunkaroos are making a comeback in the summer.
Chocolate Dunkaroos.
Chocolate Dunkaroos.
What is a chocolate Dunkaroo?
Dunkaroos, if I'm not mistaken, which I probably am, they were a cracker of some sort that you just dipped into whatever.
It's like a little kangaroo looking guy.
Yeah.
Comes, like, remember you guys would eat like the yellow cheese container? that had the crackers stick. In it.
Yeah.
So Dunkaroos is kind of like that, except the idea was it was like a little cookie, and then you get a little containing of frosting.
Right.
Hell, man.
So like, oh, it was a vanilla frosting, but now this one's a chocolate one.
They had both, right? So like when I was a kid, those things were massive.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a Teddy Graham cookie, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, it's like a dessert snack, like you were saying.
I don't like to talk about Teddy Grahams.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
a lot of jokes when I was a kid.
That was his nickname when he was slinging coke.
Ah,
Teddy Grahams.
That's pretty good.
How much Teddy you need?
I love Teddy Grahams, man. It's been a while since I've had some.
Do they still make them?
I think they do. Do they not?
We'll find out.
Oh, shoot. Are they gone?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you were like, it's been a while since I've had one. It's like, you're correct. But I don't know anybody that's been like, even with kids, that have been like, yeah. Like, did any of your kids eat Teddy Grahams?
No. No, oh, not a one. No.
I got to go on the lookout, man. I love Teddy
Grahams. I'll check it.
All right, appreciate
it. You know what? I'll work on it.
My man. Thank you very much. Police in the UK got into a slow-speed boat chase through a canal that reached blinding speeds of 4 miles an hour.
This guy had like, a paddle. 3.5 knots or something like that.
It's as fast as the boat could go.
Wouldn't you, I mean, I don't know the situation, but wouldn't you just catch up to it and be like, sir, do you really want to do this?
Pretty much. As with any other slow speed chase, it's like, the problem is not whether or not you're getting away. The problem is, when do you stop? Right. Are you really going to make me have to stop you?
You think that's what they're saying through the bullhorn?
I don't think they have a bullhorn.
You know you're not actually escaping.
Right. 4 miles an hour? You think that they need a bullhorn? Bro.
Sir, you need to understand that the reason we're doing this, I'm just dragging this ass out to the end of my shift. Right. So I'm done at 7. That's when you're getting arrested.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just quit. I have a dart. I'm going to hit your boat.
I feel like you just throw a rock at him and hit him at that speed.
Yes.
All right. Good news is my Teddy Grahams are still a thing.
Oh, good.
The problem is that now Teddy... He looks more cartoonish and weird.
Oh, no. They millennial him.
I feel like they doubled down on, like, this is for children only, not you, stoner.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
Yeah, that is a kid bear, not a stoner bear.
Dang it.
Like, I just don't remember him being that cartoonish.
No.
Still going to eat him. Police in Nova Scotia got a call about someone violating lockdown and sitting in a restaurant. Turned out to be a mannequin.
Ooh. All right.
Could have moved in hours.
Right, the fact that he didn't move might have
been
the giveaway there, yeah. Sales of business clothes have gone up now that more and more people are heading back into the office.
Interesting.
That's kind of what do you not still have them in your closet? Did you outgrow them because the lockdown was still a little bit too comfortable?
Well, like anything else, yeah, a year later. 5 to 10 pounds on average, right?
That was the typical time frame for me trying my suit on again. You know, wedding, something going on.
Yeah, about once a year or so.
Thank God this thing still fits. Thank God.
Because it gets expensive when you got to go to the suit shop, man.
Yes.
That sucks.
I bet your dry cleaners are doing backflips.
Oh, man. Yeah, they got hit hard.
Right.
The one that sucks is when you put on a pair of pants, they're just kind of tight. You're like, I used to be able to fit in these.
Used to.
These are brand new. These are basically brand new.
I've only worn them once.
Damn it.
I have squeezed into a pair like, all right, they still fit. And then I got a headache by the end of the night.
God damn.
That's so fun. Time. My head hurts. Right.
You finally get that button undone at the end of the night like, oh, that's why I was uncomfortable all day. Got that nice little red ring around my waist. There's a mattress company looking to hire 5 people for $1,500 to nap every day for 30 days.
How much?
$1,500
a day?
And
just says that they're going to hire.
$1,500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had the time, why not?
Right. 30 days worth of $1,500 to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. How long do I have to nap? Is there any restrictions?
That's a good question, Ted. That's for somebody who's working on it.
All right.
What's the average nap? They say the 20 minutes is the right time.
I mean, that's like the Oprah Winfrey power nap thing.
Yeah. There's different kinds of naps. There's cat naps. There's power naps. There's just straight up naps.
Sometimes there's Sunday afternoon naps.
I'm about to say that Sunday nap.
Those could take a couple hours.
I liked a weird 5-minute nap yesterday.
All right.
Oh.
Like a man on the soap, my body's like, you need to shut down. I was asleep for 5 minutes and I felt great. Like, really? You put me through all that because you needed 5 freaking minutes? Okay.
I have actually heard that you don't need more than 10, 15 minutes out of a nap.
I believe that.
If you're just trying to rally real quick, man, before you get into that REM sleep.
Yes.
Then you're really tired when you wake up.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the difference. You're tired for the rest, and then you can't go to sleep later for some reason.
Right. That power nap, man. That little 15 minute.
Yeah, 20 minute guy. I'll do it.
Get it done.
Now, with that said, you got a day like it's overcast and stuff, a little chilly. It's like, I'm going to hunker in here.
Yeah.
I shouldn't go outside.
The worst is a hot nap in the summer.
Wake up with the sweat.
Yeah. Hey, just disgusting.
Hot nap. Simultaneously, though, I will take a nap in the summertime as it's kind of getting later. You know, the heat's getting to me, so I'm just going to go lay down for a nap, and I'm on top of the covers and all that. And I'll wake up. There's that nice light breeze that's running through the room. There's blue skies up on the top. I love that nap.
Remember, that breeze only feels good because you're already covered in sweat.
That's, to a degree, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I've taken some bad naps this summer.
Bad naps.
Oh no.
I got a little too involved with old Teddy Grahams
There's a radio jock in St. Louis that was let go from the station less than a week after getting the station's logo tattooed on his arm.
Oh, see?
That's what happened. Oh, no.
Yes, this is not the right industry to be doing that.
No, it really isn't, nothing, man.
I mean, like, if you have a favorite radio station, sure, they're not going to go anywhere, more than likely.
Or if you're going to tattoo all the logos of all the stations that you've been to on, you know, on your person for some reason to have your you know, your resume sitting there on your arm. But
to me, like, some people get like their favorite team tattoo. I get it, because chances are you stick with your favorite team. But if you're a player, don't do it.
No.
Unless you win a Super Bowl, in which case I'd understand you want to commemorate that. Like, I won this.
Right.
With it. But after, like, don't do
That's
it.
Why buying a team jersey is such a... You need to think that decision through.
You really do.
Is this a franchise player, or are they here for three seasons in a row?
Yes. What's the guy with the TJ Houshmandzadeh jersey somewhere, or whatever the hell? You know.
Or sometimes just, like, all my soccer kits, I mean, jerseys, they're just jerseys. There's no name on the back.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what they should do with those jerseys? Like, just make the nameplate Velcro. Look, either this guy retires a legend and the team retires his number, which is unlikely, or in the next 3 years, someone else has this number. That way I can just Velcro this one off and stick this name
That's
on.
Why it's never a bad thing to get a legacy jersey.
Right.
So, Marshawn Lynch, for an example.
Exactly.
You can go anywhere with a
Marshawn. Everyone gets it. Yeah.
Steve Largent. I mean, if somebody can still buy
a Griffey jersey.
Right, exactly. Ichiro. We buy that.
That's why I got so stoked that Paxton was coming back.
I would buy.
You got the jersey.
Yeah,
I would.
It was the only Mariners jersey I bought.
I would buy.
That was on the DL.
I would buy a Furbush jersey just because.
Oh, that's different. Yeah,
Charlie Furbush. Yes, I would definitely buy him. And who was the trade? It was Furbush for Fister.
Yes.
So I would buy Fister or a Furbush. But that, I mean, that's crazy. I'm going to get.
And everyone understands.
And I think you know why, and I know why.
No, they were great players. That's why. Yeah. A new study found that people would rather get it on with themselves than actually have sex with another person.
60%.
Yep.
Do you think this is a result of the last year, or you think this is in general? Because in the last year, everyone's gotten real used to good with handling, probably experimenting with some new things, right? Because been home alone, dating's not happening, all that. But I can't imagine during normal times, you know, when it's that, you know, I'm going to go, honey, I'd love to have sex. I'm just going to masturbate instead.
Honestly, I think that we've just reached an age in our society where, you know, back in the day when you needed alone time, there was, you know, you got the magazines or you had to go into the back room of the movie rental place and get the tapes. Now it's readily available for whatever you want.
And it's new and updated every day.
Exactly. And whatever deviancy that you want, you can find.
That's true.
If there's a fan base for it, it's commonly said, if there's a fan base for it, you can find a porn for it.
It used to be like all the thumbnails on the bottom of a porn site. If you wanted that magazine, those were the special magazines that got delivered and black plastic to the house, but you had to go to the end of a normal magazine to find that stuff.
Exactly. So all this material is readily available, and let's face it, playing a home game is a lot easier than playing an away game.
It is, and it's always awesome. Yeah, I win every time.
Exactly.
Undefeated at home.
Right.
I still have a hard time thinking I'd rather do that than have sex with a woman.
I agree 1,000%.
Fair. I guarantee you that
big
the people
statements
that
they, from D. Ted Smith.
The people that like, they questioned on this, I guarantee you they are in a relationship.
Yes.
They are getting it regularly from whatever person that they're with.
Sure.
Right. And what do you know? They prefer just going in and taking care of business.
Like, Look, we're going to have sex. We'll just each masturbate separately in the same bed. Call it good.
That's
all
a romantic.
Right, and race now. Right.
That's a romantic Friday night. We're just going to lay here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
That's how we do it.
There's a video of a man stopping a robbery at a gas station by spraying the thieves with gasoline.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
It will do it.
Have you seen the video, Ted?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's great.
All right.
He's just sitting there fueling up, and then this van rolls by his car.
These are like professional car burglars. I mean, they show up in a group.
Right. And they're ready to sweep this guy's car, and he just pulls the nozzle out of his car and just starts spraying them all down. And nice. The reach on this gasoline gun is fantastic, actually.
Oh, word. My buddy Leon did it to a guy once. They started jawing. Yeah, he just said, all right, man, aimed that thing at him, sprayed him with the gas, just pulled out his lighter. And Leon just said, man, you can leave or you can die. I don't care. I'm not related to you. It doesn't mean anything. And homie left. It was a baller move, and I was not expecting it. I was present. Leon's just like, oh, well.
Well, it's weird, too, is it's very rare to see the gas come out of the hose.
Yeah. I didn't realize how much force it is. Yeah, I had no idea.
It's kind of like your standard garden hose, actually.
He was spraying 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, it was doing great.
High pressure. I was like, damn.
And those guys got out of there quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, they did. Let's see here. Someone ranked America's 100 biggest cities according to which ones are the best for, wait for it, naked gardening.
Exactly.
Who requested this survey being
I
done?
Don't I mean,
you gotta
know.
Wonder.
I don't know. But
I hope these are
done.
Warm areas.
You would hope. You would think.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They looked at how many nudists there are per capita.
Okay.
The weather. And how easy gardening is in general. How often people Google the word nudist. And also safety or how likely you are to actually be attacked for gardening while nude.
Right, let's say, like, okay, for an example. Arizona would be a great place to be naked, right?
Sure.
But it's not a great place for gardening.
Exactly.
Whereas not maybe like San Diego would or.
Well, you got to put in, like, also he said the amount of nudist. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put Washington State and Oregon in there just because I feel like there's a lot of nudist.
And there's a lot of gardening because it's always wet, you know.
Right? So these are the best cities. The best
the garden,
cities.
Ted.
The best. Actually,
playing a lot of home games.
These are the best cities to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. Number 10,
all right.
Santa Ana, California.
Okay.
Right. That makes sense.
Nice sunshiny area. Probably has some good weather down there.
Hey, neighbor.
Right next to Irvine, California, number 9.
California's got a lot of farmland.
And a lot of nudists.
Yep.
That it does.
They also steal a lot of water.
That is
for all
true,
the farmland.
Man.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
that's a constant thing.
Like a massive part of that state that's farmland. Like, I don't think it really should be farmland.
Remember, like the Kardashians did it, Tom Selleck did it. It's everybody. Right? It doesn't matter. You can make $1 million a year. You can be dead broke. Like, I'm stealing your water.
Tom Selleck had like a
avocado
farm that he was stealing water for.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, Magnum.
Beyond that, Riverside, California, at number 8.
All right.
And I believe, yes, that takes care of all the California.
All right. Good.
All right.
So that's the end of it there. Again, these are the best cities to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. What do you think, Ted?
It's got it. We got to get some Florida in there if California's in there.
Not
right?
a bad call. Number 7 right there, Orlando, Florida.
All right. Ooh, man, it's humid there.
Mm-hmm.
Good gardening.
You don't need a lot of clothes.
You also got to be careful. It's a snake. Might bite your snake.
Snake on
or
snake.
Alligator.
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, there's a lot of reptiles down there.
Sure. And like Miles said, the humidity is just perfect for it.
Everybody's hanging.
I mean, I've been to Disney World on July 4th, like that week. It is gross.
Somebody here says Hawaii, so whatever. Honolulu, I guess.
Okay, not a bad call. Uh-huh. Not a bad call. I was wrong about California because that number 6 is Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
Okay, none of those are California. Yeah, that is officially the end of the California ones. So let's see here. These are the best cities to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. Number 5, we finally hit Portland, Oregon.
Okay, yep.
Makes sense.
All right.
Somebody here says, I used to farm naked every summer at a tomato farm in Minnesota as an 18 to 23-year-old chick.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, Minnesota is real agonizingly hot in the summer, so I can see that.
Really?
Dude, Minnesota.
All I've ever heard is how cold it is. There was that playoff game that the Seahawks went to, and it was like -4 or something.
But
like
you got to remember, like the thing about Minnesota and places like that, when it gets cold, it is so much colder than any normal state. That you're going to be known for that. But in the summertime, you're talking like 95, 98 degrees, incredible humidity, mosquitoes. But because other places are also like that, they don't get known for it. But make no mistake, Minnesota in the summer is a hot, swampy joint.
Ready to strip it down and go gardening.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of bugs and stuff. But you're right. You think more of that in like Chicago or D.C. being hot in the summer.
Sure. Best city to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. Number 4, Atlanta, Georgia.
It's hot. Huh. It is hot.
I gotta imagine gardening would be good down there in Georgia.
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
I don't know that everyone I've met from or while I've been in Georgia is someone who should be naked.
Just
but
out there picking peaches.
Yeah, that's all they do. They only farm peaches.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a thrill. Maybe it's just the people I personally know from Atlanta, but.
But so far, both of us are. So every other place you said, I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Georgia, like, oh, don't.
Yeah, like my friends that I know from Atlanta, like I'm picturing them just walking down the street being sweaty with a towel over their shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. This has got to be a private garden then. This has got to be like fenced in. It's got the hedges going around there. Nobody is seeing anybody.
I'm just trying to picture my buddy naked, period. Much less gardening.
Best cities to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. Number three, right here at home, Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, this summer, new thing.
Somebody right. Show me. I haven't seen it yet.
Miles out in Fremont looking for somebody out there.
You think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen there. I just used to watch people on bicycles naked.
What counts as gardening, though? So if you're in here in Seattle, if you're actually here in the city, it's not like you can just go out to one of these planters and start gardening. So does it count if you have like your own little planter box out there on your balcony?
I would think so. I mean, I would just think it's like, look, whatever plants you quote unquote own and have chosen to maintain, if when you interact with them or take care of them, you choose to do it naked.
Right.
Naked gardening.
Mike, there was a building right beside our old studio.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And there was a total rooftop garden on top, right?
I do remember that.
Tomatoes, flowers, everything else.
Yeah.
There was a couple lovely ladies who would make that their spot for sunbathing.
Right.
So every once in a while in the summertime, you know, a couple months, we'd be treated to a lovely garden and a beautiful lady down there.
All right.
Those were the days.
I mean, I think if you have a box on your balcony that kind of counts, but to me, to be like you're gardening in a yard.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what
I
think.
Like, you can own plants and have like that little thing, but like, if you're gardening, you got to have a yard.
Right. That's what I'm wondering when they have, honestly, big cities on this list is like, who's actually out in their garden in Seattle while naked doing it? Like,
well, a ton of people. You're used to like driving into the downtown and then leaving.
That's fair.
But most of the neighborhoods, people have homes with
you. Oh, yes. Yeah. They got their fences and all that.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Ryan.
That nakedness behind it. He could be butt naked right now.
He could. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really hope not.
It's the only time he can. The skin's too light.
Ooh, 60 degrees and raining.
That's right. Overcast day. Let's go gardening. Strip it down. Best cities to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. Number two, Austin, Texas.
That boy, it's hot there.
That is a hot ass place.
It's a hot ass place. Any other guesses for what the number one place to garden naked would be?
I was thinking somewhere on the east coast of Florida.
I'll
like
say Tampa, Florida, yeah.
All right.
Something like that.
Ted, what are you thinking?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh,
Charlotte,
good guess.
He's going specific. This is the best city to live in if you enjoy gardening naked. Miles, you were the closest with Tampa. It's Miami.
Oh, okay.
It says it's in the top five for nudists per capita in cities for urban gardening.
I just don't think of Miami as a gardening capital of the world, but I guess
I think of Miami as a place where there are a lot of naked people. I just didn't realize they were also gardening. I feel like a Miami. Best place to go grocery shopping naked, Miami. Mm-hmm. Best place to pogo stick naked, Miami.
We're raising eggplants and peaches.
Right.
Come on out, gang. They also, they say of the 100 cities that they looked at, Lincoln, Nebraska is the worst for nude gardening, so don't go there. Followed by Boise, Idaho, which I just think, on general temperament, they just wouldn't want anybody naked gardening.
I would just think you're so far out in the middle of nowhere. If you wanted to, it would be easy to do.
Right?
But they don't, Miles.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
Which I don't know why you would want to be naked gardening.
Because of how you look naked.
Indianapolis and Memphis, Tennessee.
Huh. Well, yeah.
It's hot there, man.
Memphis.
All right.
Don't want to be naked gardening, not in Memphis.
Oh, those are the places you don't want to do it.
Correct.
You don't want to be in Memphis.
Or Nebraska. Right. Or Indiana.
A woman posted a photo of an order to Twitter detailing why she wanted to quit her job as a barista, and you'll never guess what it was.
What was it?
Told you. Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Cogway. Appreciate it. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant in line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?